USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An expert panel of advisors voted Thursday to endorse granting an emergency use authorization to the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The panel's recommendation that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks for use in people 16 years and older goes to the FDA for a final decision. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that we'll still need to mask up and keep our distance even after receiving the vaccine. He tells CNN that we're not yet sure that immunization protects against infection.
We're not sure at this point that the vaccine protects you against getting infected. We know for sure it's very, very good, 94-95% in protecting you against clinically recognizable disease. But until you have virus that is so low in society, we as a nation need to continue to wear the mask, to keep the physical distance, to avoid crowds.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
In the wake of devastation from two major hurricanes last month, a caravan of Central American migrants is heading for the U.S. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also soon begin. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
House GOP members are calling on the Speaker of the House to take some action on a coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And some Republicans are calling for California Representative Eric Swalwell to step down from the House Intelligence Committee, calling him compromised after his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy was revealed. Swalwell's office says he broke off contact with the Chinese national, Christine Fang, after being warned by the FBI in 2015 that Fang may be a spy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the issue goes much deeper than just Representative Swalwell. The California Republican tells Fox News that Northern California has been a target for Chinese spy activity for a while now.
It also raises a question when the Democrats backed out of the bipartisan China task force. Now it raises questions, why would they do that? What's most interesting is the Chinese has really focused on Northern California, Silicon Valley. Dianne Feinstein, for 2 decades, her body person, the person driving, hearing all of her phone calls, a communist spy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.